We're Coach Joy Robinson, 42-34 win against the Avery Vikings, and a very important win for the Cougar program.
It was. This was a big night for us, and you know, I knew it was a really good football team coming in here. That's the best I've seen Avery, maybe since I've been coaching. They've got you got all the parts. They got a great quarterback. They got a great fullback. They got a speed back. They got receivers, and they're good up front. And defensively, I thought their front was really good. And you know, this is not exactly the score that I foresaw. And but you know, you take them any way you can get them, and we had a chance to really put them away. And the turnovers hurt us, and we've not had turnovers all year, and we had three tonight at crucial times, and we let them back in it. And you can't let good teams back in it. But then, you know, when we had to, we took it right back down and scored again. And offensively, I thought this may be the best game we've played all year.
And Coach, you forced two turnovers, two interceptions that made it go positive for us to get that lead.
We did, and we had them rattled. And you know, I thought our defensive staff had done a great job, and at different looks, and we forced them into two interceptions and put them in, and all of a sudden we had a control of the football game, and then you know, we turned the ball back over to them and let them have some life. And you can't do that against good football teams, and you know, that's something we got to learn from. But again, offensively, you know, we didn't punt the ball all night, and the only thing that really stopped us was turnovers and penalties. And that's not like us. So we got to fix that a little bit. Not discipline penalties. We held some, and we can live with that. But the turnovers we got to get rid of.
Coach, I think your staff did an outstanding job with the play calling. You kind of stretched the field with the outside throws. Then you came back inside with your tight end. Four receptions from your tight ends in critical situations.
We did, and we up-tempoed them a little bit too. You know, we always count. And we see key people, and if they play both ways, we try to attack it. And so we up-tempoed and tried to wear them out a little bit. And Drew's a special kid, and we put him in situations by formation where they had to play us in man. And he's really tough to play man. And so he made some big plays. And I thought Tyson's performance tonight was amazing. I thought he was very poised. He looked like a college quarterback tonight, standing there throwing the football. And this is the best I've ever seen him play. I'm just proud of him. And he played with an injury the second half.
He had great touch, and when you're under pressure situations, sometimes you lose that. And once again, the composure, one time he stepped up in the pocket, stepped a couple of steps to the outside, gave him enough time to throw a touchdown pass.
He did, and, you know, we're a very versatile football team, and people don't understand that. And if we don't have to be, we're not going to be. But when we have to be, we can really throw the football. And, you know, I thought that Rice and Nick Ray were phenomenal tonight. I thought they controlled the ball, and when we needed it, they ran extremely hard. And Carl Lewis got hurt, and we didn't play him the second half, and that's our big play back. And so, you know, they really had to step up. And, again, I think this is the best our offensive line's played all year.
Going back to Tyson just for a second, 11 of 17, no interceptions, and a credit to your offensive line, no sacks.
It was, and they done a great job. And, you know, he hit the spots, and when he needed to, he made the plays. And, you know, it wasn't like it wasn't pressure times. I mean, he hit the tight end dump. He turned around. He hit the, you know, two dumps for touchdowns in crucial spots. And he hit a third and five. He hit the dump. And, I mean, it wasn't pressure situations when he made the passes. And he's just developing more and more as the year goes on and turned into a great quarterback.
Coach, I'm impressed with what you're doing down the stretch run, because each week I see more heart from your youngsters, and you want to be playing with that intensity. Sometimes at the end of the season, youngsters get a little tired and they lose that edge. Your edge is getting stronger every week.
Oh, yeah, and we talk about peaking at this time, and we've talked about that all year. And as a coach, I think the older you get and the more you learn, how to idle times down and peak when you need to peak. And if you're not careful, you overdo it early. And all of a sudden, at the end, you're running out of gas. And so I think our staff does a really good job of knowing when we need to go in shorts and when we need to go full pads and understanding our players. And right now, I think we're playing the best football we've played all year, which is what we should be doing, and getting ready for the playoffs.
And going back to Austin Rice, a lot of heart on offense, defense, covering tremendous ground. And then Nick Ray, he had some strong carries when you need them. Just very strong fundamentally carrying that football.
He was, and you know, we talk to our backs all the time about getting vertical, and you know, we're not a side to side team, and we want to, even on our outside run plays, when we get out there, we want to cut vertical. We don't want to stretch it, and you know, he's getting vertical as good as any back I've had in a long time, and you give him a seam, and he's going to get vertical and take it, and Austin's always been that way, and you know, Austin and Nick both played both sides of the ball the whole night, and you know, it's just a tribute to those two kids, and And a great night for our seniors, great homecoming night. I thought it was a great night for football.
Good preparation by coaching staff, too.
They work really hard, and we put a lot of hours in. And, you know, they've watched a lot of videotape. And they watch it all the way up until, I mean, they're watching it today and trying to get tendencies and stuff like that. But, you know, again, we didn't punt the ball tonight, which is a very big tribute to our offensive line. And we just got to cut the turnovers out, and I think we're going to be really hard to beat.
Coach, congratulations on a huge win. We look forward to Madison on Friday.
Thank you.